兄姊妹大家好。那个
Good morning, friends, sisters.
我跟林环弟兄稍微对换一下，因为等一下美玲我要去机场接她，所以说我先跟弟兄姊妹有些交通。
I will share with you first because later on I need to go to the airport to pick up my wife.
我想我们先翻开帖加摩尼书前书。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
第五章
Chapter 5
23节跟24节
Verses 23 and 24
我们一起来读
Let's read it together
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责那召你们的本是信实的他必成就这事下面请翻到 马拉基书
The book of Malachi
也是旧约的最后一章
The very last book of the Old Testament
第一节第一章
Chapter 1
第二节
Verse 2
我们一起来读
Let's read it together
耶和华说我曾爱你们你们却说你们在何事上爱我们呢耶和华说以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗我却爱雅各谢谢我想今天早上想用一点时间跟弟兄姊妹交通一些我自己在神面前的负担
And this morning, I'd like to use a little bit of time to share with you the burden I have from the Lord.
我想刚大家也知道，我想交通的人物就是雅各。
And you all know that I want to share with you about Jacob.
我想雅各的故事是一个很美的故事。
And I believe Jacob's story is such a beautiful story.
在这故事上，我实在没有那个能力可以把这故事讲得很清楚。
And it's beyond my capability to share the story in this comprehensive way.
可是很愿意今天我想用我自己在雅各身上学到的三样事情来与弟兄姊妹一些分享一些鼓励。
But I'd like to share with you 3 things I've learned from Jacob.
我想从这三件事情在雅各身上的事情在雅各身上这个特质我们来看神的应许。
And we want to see the 3 characteristics of Jacob, and from there we're going to see the promise of God.
特别来看到神无限的忍耐，还有他的不改变的旨意。
And especially seeing the unchanging purpose of God and His boundless patience.
刚弟兄已经提到了。雅各他的名字叫以色列
And my brother mentioned earlier that Jacob's name is later on changed to Israel
以色列就是叫做神的王子
And Israel means the prince of God
所以说我们现在来看想先来看看在雅各身上这个神的王子的性格怎么出来
And we want to see how the characteristic of a prince of God is being manifested through Jacob
当然我们先来看雅各这个人
But first we want to look at him in his nature
这个人是诡计多端那个人
You know that he was very crooked and full of deceit
非常好辩的一个人
And he was very quarrelsome and full of strife
也是一个非常好争的人
And also he was very audacious
甚至于他是一个胆大妄为的一个人
And to a point that he was very audacious before the Lord
叫好争我想我们大家都知道他在母腹里面就开始争了
You know that he began to have such a quarrelsome attitude in his mother's womb
我想争到一个地步我个人没有生过双胞胎那我想弟兄姊妹有生过双胞胎的他可以抓着哥哥的腿出来
And to a point, he jostled with his brother to a point that he took hold of his brother's heel as he came out of the womb.
So,
and therefore, he was one who was full of strife.
他不只要真的要出来，我想我们到时候看到，如果弟兄姐妹有空的话，看到创世纪二十八章的时候。
And not only he wanted to be the first one to come out of his mother's womb, but later on, what you see in Genesis chapter 28.
当神跟他显现的时候。
When God appeared to Jacob.
平常我们的反应是直接就在神面前安静下来了。
And ordinarily, our reaction before the Lord would just quiet down before the Lord.
我们弟兄。不是安静。
But our brother was not like that.
他去跟神再去开条件。
And he was negotiating on certain terms with God.
他开的条件是开到说，神若与我同在。
He said that if you will be with me.
弟兄姊妹是很可爱的一个很可爱的一个人。
You know that he's a very lovable person.
神已经跟他显现了。
And God has already appeared to him.
他还是跟神讲，你若与我同在。
And yet he said, if you will be with me.
然后又说，你若给我。
And if you give me,
最后说使我如何
and if you cause me to come to return in safety,
这位弟兄在跟神开条件
and so he was negotiating with the Lord.
他诡计多端
and he was very crooked.
我想弟兄姊妹都应该蛮清楚雅各他那个他在跟拉班放羊的时候
and we all know the best story of him shepherding for Laban.
他用各种的方法
And he has used all different means.
他把羊变成杂色的成为他的。
And he turned all the herd to speckled and it becomes his.
拉班也不简单。
And Laban was not an easy person either.
在他服侍二十年的时候十次改他的工价。
And he changed his wages 10 times throughout the 20 years.
所以我自己在读着这个时候。
So when I read that story,
在想到这个实在是犹太人做生意的本领。
And I think that is a trait of a Jews as they conduct business.
甚至到最后，如果去看雅各要回家的时候。
And lastly, when we see when he was about to leave Laban and to return home.
神也向他显现了。
And God again appeared to Jacob.
可如果弟兄姊妹仔细去看，当他去劝服拉结跟利亚的时候。
But if you see when he was trying to persuade Rachel and Leah.
他是说在创世纪三十一章第八节说神把你父亲的畜生夺来赐给我
He says that the Lord has taken all the livestock of your father and has given it to me
弟兄姊妹我们都知道是他用自己的诡计去把那些畜生夺过来的
But we all knew that he himself had used his means to gain those in possessions
所以在雅各本经里面你发现他也是一个胆大妄为的人
And so he was a very audacious person
我们都知道今天我们也不敢说这样子去妄称神的作为的一个人
and today we do not dare to give credit to God with something of bad deeds of ours
这些也都是雅各的软弱
and all these were weaknesses of Jacob
可是在这些上面我们也看到神的怜悯
and yet we see the mercy of God
所以每次我们在读到雅各的故事的时候
so every time we read about Jacob's story
圣灵也是每次看到我自己的不洁跟不配啊
and the Holy Spirit caused me to see my own uncleanness and my unworthiness
可感谢主
but I thank the Lord
神借着他儿子主耶稣的选召
but because the calling through his son Jesus Christ
他亲自来做他的工作
he has come and do his own work
这也是实在神奇妙的一个作为
And that is a marvelous work of the Lord
在雅各身上还在我们自己每个人的身上
And as we see in Jacob's life and as well as throughout our own lives
我们也实在看到神一切的忍耐
And we see God's endurance
而且在这个保罗书信里面特别提到是神一切的忍耐 Unlimited
and as Paul mentioned there was unlimited patience of God
在求主开我们的眼
And may the Lord open our eyes.
让我们看到是在神如何对我们的忍耐。
That we may see the patience that God has toward us.
所以当我们在看雅各各种不对的行为的时候。
So as we look at all the wrongs of Jacob.
我今天早上实在的负担是来看到神让我们看到在雅各身上。神为什么说我喜悦雅各。
But I want to focus on the characteristic of Jacob that caused God's heart to be pleased.
因为我实在相信，因为他这几点身上，在雅各身上里面，使得神可以在这个属世一个非常强的一个人身上，到最后变成一个神的王子。
It was those characteristics that at the end turned him into a from an earthly and strong-willed man to be a godly man.
当我自己在准备的时候，我也自己提醒我自己。
And as I was preparing the sermon, I was preparing myself.
就如果上次跟弟兄姊妹交通到在大卫身上一个很特别的一点。
And as I shared with you last time about David's special characteristics.
今天在雅各的身上，真的求主也帮助我们。
And today we also want the Lord to help us by looking at the biography of Jacob.
我想第一个我们都知道雅各第一件事情。
And we know the very first characteristic of Jacob.
他去夺那长子的名分。
Is that he wants to obtain the birthright of the firstborn son.
他不只夺了长子的名分，他要去假装去夺那长子的祝福。
Not only that he has gained the inheritance right of the eldest son, he wants to receive the birthright blessing as well.
我们当时知道那个手段是不可取的。
And we know that he used a very despicable means.
可今天我们要看到一件事情。
But one thing we want to pay attention to.
雅各要那长子的名分。
Is that he desires so much of the elder son's birthright.
所以我们去读圣经的时候，我们发现他要这长子名分，对他一点好处都没有。
And when we read the Bible, we see that he gains nothing by gaining such birthright.
他要以撒的祝福。
That he wanted the blessing of Isaac.
可如果你去看他的日子，他到最后见到法老的时候说，我的日子是又少又苦。
Yet as he himself said that his pilgrimage on the earth was short, was few and difficult.
那他到底在争的是什么呢？
So what is it that he was striving for?
因为他要那个属灵的产业。
What he really wanted was the spiritual inheritance.
在那个时候的长子的名分是代表一家那个属灵那祭司的产业。
And at that time, the birthright of the firstborn son represents the inheritance of a priesthood.
在雅各幼年的时候，亚伯拉罕还在。
And when Jacob was still young, Abraham was still alive.
他也知道神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
And he knew about God's promise to Abraham.
说他要那个长子的名分，因为有了长子的名分，他可以跟神的旨意有个切不断的关系。
And therefore he wanted that birthright because once he had it, it would put him into the unretrievable will of God.
而且真的是没办法收回的一个关系。
And it is an inseparable relationship with God.
今天让我们也看到我们自己的故事。
And from here we see the story of ourselves.
也是来看到我们因为基督耶稣与我们的主和我们阿爸父的神，我们有了那个永远的关系。
And we have that relationship with our God, our Abba Father, through Jesus Christ the Son.
这是一生的道路。
And that is our lifetime journey.
今天我们应该我们主耶稣那个名分。
You know, today we have the inheritance right from our Jesus.
因为这个名分，我们知道我们随时都可以来到他前面。
And because of that birthright, we can all come before him at any given time.
因为这个名分，我们知道我们永远没办法与神的爱也相隔。
And because of this birthright, we can never be separated from the love of God.
也跟因为这个名分，我们随时可以来到他的幔内。
And because of this birthright, we can always come into the veil.
雅各的方法不对，弟兄姊妹。
But what Jacob did was wrong. The means that he used was incorrect.
可雅各要那个名分。
Yet he desired that birthright.
雅各宝贝那个名分。
That he treasured the birthright.
在求主开我们眼，让我们也珍惜我们今天这个白白得来的名分。
And may the Lord open our eyes that we may treasure this birthright that was given to us freely.
第二点我们来看雅各一个很特别的地方，就是在创世纪二十八章里头。
And secondly we want to see the, another characteristic of Jacob, which is recorded in Genesis chapter 28.
在这里神给雅各看到一个异象，那天梯的异象。
And here the Lord had revealed a vision to Jacob, which is the ladder going up to heaven.
我想今天我想来看的是雅各个人本身的反应。
And we want to see the reaction and response of Jacob to that vision.
实在是神的怜悯跟恩典。
It was truly because of God's grace and His mercy.
在那个时候的雅各的光景。
You know that the condition that Jacob was in at that time.
雅各还是一个爱自己的人。
He was one who still loved himself.
神没有不但没有责备他。
Not only God did not reproach him.
反而把那个荣耀的国度指示给他看。
Rather God had revealed this vision of His glorious kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，这真的是我们一个很大的应许。
And brother and sister, that is a great promise to us.
也是一个劝勉。
And that is also an encouragement.
我想特别是对年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
Especially to young brothers and sisters.
今天我们的心可能都不在主的身上。
You know, perhaps our hearts are not on the Lord nowadays.
可神还是愿意把他自己彰显给我们看。
Yet the Lord is so willing to manifest himself to us.
神从来没有吝啬过。
He was never stingy.
可是雅各在这时候还是关心他的处境。
And all Jacob cared about at that time was on his own well-being.
像我刚才这里讲的，他到这里，当神显现给他，他还在跟神争。
And as I mentioned earlier, when God appeared to him, he was negotiating with the Lord.
他跟神开条件。
And he was negotiating terms with the Lord.
他跟神条件说，当你做到这些、这些、这些、这些之后，你才会成为我的神。
He says that God, if you do this and this and this for me, then you will become my God.
我们在外面看到好像是小雅各整个不顺那个顽逆。不顺服的心
and we see his disobedience attitude
你可以看到雅各在神面前的大胆
and see his boldness before the Lord
可这里我们要来看到一点
but we want to see yet another point
当神显现给他看的时候
when God appeared to Jacob
他醒过来的时候
and when he awoke
他做了一件事情
he did one thing
圣经上面特别讲到他惧怕
And the Bible said that he was afraid.
他说这是神同在的地方。
He says, well, truly God is here.
我特别要提醒年轻的弟兄姊妹。
And I especially want to remind the young brothers and sisters.
雅各是一个很强自我的一个人。
That Jacob was one with strong will.
可雅各心里是惧怕神的一个人。
Yet in his heart he had a fear for the Lord.
惧怕神是我们一生的保护。
And the fear of the Lord is our lifetime protection.
因为只要你心中还有惧怕神，神的恩典就能用不同的环境把我们带到神的面前来。
And because as long as you fear God, then the grace of God is able to utilize all environment and circumstances to bring you back to God.
也求主实在让我们看我们的眼，神实在不愿意让我们跟他那永远的产业无分。
And God is not, God desire us to be partakers of his inheritance.
加拉太书特别讲到神是轻慢不得的。
And the Galatians mention that God cannot be mocked.
雅各在胆大。他不敢轻慢神。
And as bold as Jacob was, he dare not mock God.
特别对年轻的弟兄姊妹在这里，我想真的是在提醒年轻的弟兄姊妹。
And especially want to remind the young brothers and sisters.
在我们的神面前 ，be truthful.
And be truthful before your God.
神不可轻慢。
Because God cannot be mocked.
当你不轻慢神的时候，神按照他的信实来待我们。
And God will treat us according to his faithfulness when you do not mock him.
当我们不轻慢神的时候，神用他的爱来待我们。
And God will treat us with his love when you do not mock him.
在你们一生的脚步里面，是在求神带领我们。
And throughout your lifetime journey, may the Lord lead you.
我们再继续往后面看。
And as we look onward,
我们看到神与雅各摔跤的故事。
And we see how God was wrestling with Jacob.
我想这里我们大家都知道，那个故事非常的有名。
And we know that that was a very famous story.
我想在圣经里面也唯有这么一个，唯有雅各跟神摔跤还赢了。
And I think that only he is the only character in the Bible who wrestled with God and won.
那我们也知道在这里神在他身上留下了一个很大的记号
and God also left a sign on him physically
在摔跤之后雅各就瘸了腿
that he was crippled after that wrestle
当然在这里他摔了跤之后神也说你的名字应该成为以色列
and after that event the Lord changed his name to Israel
可在这个时候 雅各还是不知道以色列这个神的王子的生命在他身上。
And yet Jacob did not know at that time that the life of the prince of God is in him.
可这实在是雅各的一个属灵的转捩点。
And yet that is the spiritual pivotal point for Jacob.
因为神在他肉身上实际上留了一个经历。
Because God has left a mark on him physically.
他在神面前从这个之后你发现他整个生命的改变。
And from then on you see the change in his life.
可这在里面在这个神摔跤里面我当我再去读的时候 圣灵让我看到两个很有意思的地方。
And as I ponder upon this story of Jacob wrestling with God, the Holy Spirit caused me to see two more things.
在这个摔跤之前，他用尽了所有的这些方法，怎么安排自己去见以扫。
And before this wrestle, he used all his mean, all the way, things that he could think of how to meet Esau.
神已经跟雅各讲，回去。
And the Lord had told Jacob that you should return.
我与你同在。
That I will be with you.
雅各是小信的。
And yet he was a man with little faith.
他还是把他自己的方法，他不只是一波两波，把礼物在前面送去给以扫。
And he had to use all his strategies in trying to send the gifts to Esau.
我想当我们在这边看的时候，我们会想，读的时候很轻松。
And it's easier to read the story.
可真的有时候看到我们自己生活里面，我们也常常如此的做。
And then to really see that we are like Jacob.
一方面我们知道神的应许，神的带领。
On one hand, we know so well about God's promises and His leading.
一方面我们自己也在准备我们的自己的退路。
Yet on the other hand, we are leaving a way for ourselves.
可这里面很奇妙，雅各做了一件事情。
And then very marvelously, Jacob did one thing.
当他把所有的事情按照自己的能力，按照自己的想法安排好之后。
When he had arranged all he could according to his mind.
圣经点到他一个人独处。
And the Bible said that he was alone.
他在深夜里面跟神独处。
That he was alone in that pilgrimage at that point of time.
这实在是很宝贝的一件事情。
And I think that is very precious.
神和睦，渴慕跟我们有独处的时间。
And God so desired to have this alone time with us.
在雅各一个能力那么强的一个人身上，他里面抓到一点。他需要跟神独处。
That as strong-willed as he was, Jacob knew that he needed to have a moment with God.
而且那是一个安静的，一个隐秘的交通。
And that is the secret fellowship with the Lord in quietness.
这里是看到，我也看到神的恩典。
And here we see also the mercy of God.
今天我们可以一面，因为我们的软弱，我们知道我们的软弱，很多事情我们需要去抓。
You know, a lot of times because of our weaknesses, we know that we need to grasp onto or hold onto something.
很多事情我们也知道我们爱。
And a lot of times we know that we love certain things.
我想在很久以前我跟弟兄姊妹做见证的时候，我们也跟你讲过，我爱这世界。
And then some time ago I shared with you that I love this world.
这是我们的软弱。
That is our weakness.
神都知道。
And God knows about all these.
可在这里雅各做了一件事情，他把晚上所有人都支开，他一个人独处。
Yet here Jacob did one thing that he has sent away everyone else so he could be alone with God.
我后面更发现他刚跟神摔跤，被神瘸了腿之后。
And after he was crippled by God after the wrestle.
你会发现他抓着神的人不放，因为他说你要给我祝福。
And yet he continued to hold on to God and said that you must bless me.
在雅各的身上我们看到他认识神做事的法则。
And we know that Jacob knew about the principles of God.
神是怜悯恩典的神。
That he's full of mercy and is full of grace.
神所爱的他绝对管教。
And he would discipline those whom he loves.
可神也要赐，是个赐平安的神。
But God is also the God of peace.
雅各在这里是他一个转捩点。
And here was a turning point for Jacob.
可在这转捩点上，雅各给神留了做事的空间。
And that pivotal point, Jacob left room for God to work.
像前面讲到，他要那长子的名分。
Earlier we said that he desired the birthright of the firstborn son.
他有那敬畏神的心。
And he had a heart of a fear for the Lord.
这些都很好。
And all these were wonderful.
当他也用自己的能力，自己的各方面去安排他自己的生活。
And as he arranged his own life with his own strategies.
当我们也知道这个在从神来看是一个不喜悦的事。
And to God that was not pleasing to him.
可雅各这里做了一个很重要的事情，他给神留了做事的空间。
Yet at this pivotal point, Jacob had left room for God to work.
他把时间留出来与神独处。
He had separated time to be apart alone with God.
当神的管教来的时候，
When the discipline of the Lord came upon him,
他跟神要神的祝福。
He desired and he asked for God's blessing.
我们也都知道，从那之后。
And we know that from then on.
从创世纪二十九章一直到四十九章的时候。
From Genesis chapter 29 onto chapter 49.
我们可以看到神的手。他的带领跟更新在雅各的身上。
We see the hand of God, His leading, His renewal in Jacob's life.
回到前面说，神命雅各要以撒的祝福。
And when we talk about Jacob wanting Isaac's blessings,
我们有时候可能想到，今天神的管教来了，我们学到了，学到了功课了。
And as we think about how the discipline of the Lord upon us and how we learn the lessons,
我们就应该像约伯一样，一切恢复到丰富的生活。
And we should be like Jacob,
约伯
like Job, to return back to abundance.
可我们都知道，雅各后面的日子更苦。
And we know that the life, the pilgrimage for Jacob later on was even more difficult.
他这时候不是一个能够跑的一个人了。
He no longer could run fast.
在后面他回到那伯特利的时候，他几个亲爱的人都相继过世了。
And at the place of Bethel, many of his loved ones passed away.
更重要的，他的孩子们也都不孝顺。
But what's more important that his children did not honor him, nor did they love one another.
我们想后面我们也知道那件事情，他约瑟被卖到埃及去了。
We know that Joseph was being traded to Egypt.
当然我们今天从这里来看，看到这是神一个很大的一个预言。
Of course, that we see that was the promise and prophecy of God.
可在雅各当时的身上，弟兄姊妹，他并不知道。
And to Jacob, that particular time, he did not know it.
对他来讲，他甚至他的产业都因为那时候的饥荒，我们想他就没有办法了，他需要到埃及去。
And then we knew that all he had, his possession was reduced to nothing because of famine, and therefore he had to go down to Egypt.
他们那时候到埃及去着粮。
And then when they went to Egypt to get some food.
所以如果你们去说我们去看的时候，在雅各整个外面的环境，从人来看。是越走越下坡的。
So outwardly, we see that he is on a decline.
那神的祝福到底在哪里呢？
So where was the blessing of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，神在求我们开我们的眼睛，当我们有苦难的时候，神的祝福在哪里呢？
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord open our eyes that when we're going through difficulties, where is the blessing of the Lord?
可在雅各身上我们看见了。
Yet, in Jacob's life we see.
在雅各的外面好像慢慢的什么事情都失去了。
It seems like he is beginning to lose all things.
可雅各的心却一天一天的对神的更明亮。
Yet his heart was renewed and enlightened day by day.
这实在是一件很奇妙的事。
And that is something so marvelous, brothers and sisters.
神的做事的方法真的与人不同。
And this is the way how God does things differently from us as human.
当神跟我们功课的时候，我们很清楚看到神的手在我们身上做的事。
And when we receive, when we learn the lesson from the Lord, we can see the hands of God working in us.
可在这些功课的后面，神更要的是他我们的心对着神更明亮。
And behind all disciplines that God desires for our heart to be enlightened.
这明亮的并不是知道我们看到神的功课。
Not to just see that the lesson that God intended us for us to learn.
而是要在我们在神里面的生命更成熟。
But for our life to be more to mature.
也对我们主的事，对圣灵的事，我们也更清楚。
And to understand more clearly about the things of the Spirit.
诗篇65篇11章说，你的恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都地下自由。
Psalm 65:11 says that you crown the year with your bounty and your path overflow with bountifulness.
神的话实在是信实的。
And the word of God is faithfulness.
雅各的晚年是一个很美丽的工作。
And we see the later years of Jacob was a beautiful work of God.
像我讲到以扫。
And as I mentioned, Esau.
当雅各把他的长子把他的祝福夺过来之后。
When Jacob had taken away the birthright from him,
以扫的日子很好过。
And it seems like he lived a very well-off life.
他失去了属灵的祝福，可在世上，他得了这世界。
And Esau had gained the world when he lost his spiritual blessings.
在那时候，连以色列还没有王国的时候， 以扫的后裔都已经成为王国了。
And the descendants of Esau had lost their state.
神说这里说他喜悦雅各。
And God said that he loved Jacob.
因为雅各要那属灵的产业。
And because Jacob desired the spiritual inheritance.
在雅各身上我们看到神把他事情一件一件剥夺去。
And as we see in the life of Jacob that God has taken away his possessions one by one.
在他130年的年岁中间
That in his 130 years of pilgrimage
我们可以知道雅各早期所在争的都是虚空的虚空
And we see that what he wanted and what he strived for in the early years are all vanity
可 在他生命那个尊贵的时候是特别是当他到了埃及见到法老的时候我们看他生命的尊贵
And yet when we see how when he met Pharaoh he was so dignified and he was full of honor
当我们读的时候可能没有感觉到这一点
Perhaps we don't feel that way when we read his story
我们要 从客观的环境来看
But we need to look at this very objectively
他那时候他们讲起来是有点像逃难一样跑到埃及去
And it seems like they were like refugee when they went to the land of Egypt
因为那时候全地都有饥荒
And because the land was full of famine
而且他那时候也老了
And then he was of old age.
他看到他周围的环境他跟法老也讲我的年日是又少又苦
And he told Pharaoh himself that my pilgrimage were few and difficult.
所以从外表来看你可以知道雅各并不是一个很冠冕堂皇的一个人
So outwardly you see that he is not someone who seems to be worthy of respect.
更奇怪圣经这里点到他先给法老祝福
And yet the Bible says that he was the one who blessed Pharaoh.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是要求神开我们的眼。
And brothers and sisters, we really need God to open our eyes.
这是一个多么多么荣耀的一件事情。
Because that is something so glorious.
一个一生被神做工失去所有地上的事情的一个人。
That the one who has been dealt by God and has lost all earthly possessions.
当他站到在当时是全倾一世所有的财富的法老前面
And as he stood before Pharaoh the most powerful and wealthy one
是他给法老祝福
It was him who blessed Pharaoh
那个生命也在我们里面
And that very same life is in us
弟兄姊妹我们里面的生命是尊贵的生命
Brothers and sisters the life that we have within is a honorable life.
我们可能觉得我们现在看不出什么尊贵。
Even though that we do not see such honor being displayed.
有时候我跟一个高中生的弟兄交通劝他来教会聚会。
Once I was encouraging a high schooler to come to the church for meetings.
那弟兄很会辩论。
And he was very argumentative.
他给我一个 challenge.
He gave me a challenge.
叫我在圣经里面找到说，我们为什么每堂聚会都到
？That I need to find a passage in the Bible says that we need to be attending all meetings.
我当然没有跟他争下去。
Of course, I did not carry on that argument with him.
我真求神他看到，在他里面那个生命是尊贵的。
Yet I pray that the Lord may open his eyes so he can see that the life within him is worthy of honor.
而且到雅各最后的祷告的时候
And then we see the very end prayer of Jacob
这个在这祷告面才成求让我们看到这个雅各的他整个的改变
And we see his a complete change Jacob
一个曾经那么爱世界一个完全按照自己来操纵他自己的命运的人
And the one who used to love the world the one who used to live his own life according to his strategy
神让他看到他整个以色列十二个民族的命运。
And God had caused him to see the outcome of the 12 tribes.
他在神面前经过130年的操练之后，他在神面前是那么明亮的一个人。
That he was so transparent and enlightened person before God after 130 years of training.
很多时候我们知道，我们在主面前有很多干扰很多阻扰
And oftentimes we do experience some disturbances
有时候我们真的会怀疑有时候会想到我们的主在哪里我们的神在哪里
And sometimes we wonder where is our God? Where is our Lord?
为什么一波一波的困境过来？
Why is the difficulty come one after another?
弟兄姊妹，在求主让我们看到，在困境里面，神要我们的心更明亮。
And may we see that God wants to enlighten our hearts even in that difficulty.
传道书说，生有时，死有时。
The Ecclesiastic says that there's time for birth and there's time for death.
当我们见主面的时候
，And when we see the Lord,
神要我们是全然无可指责的。
And God wants us to be blameless before Him.
他是信实的。
And He is faithful.
在雅各身上，这个那么爱世界的一个人。
And Jacob, the one who loved the world so much.
因为他这几点在神面前的持守。
Yet because the principle that he held before the Lord.
今天神把他这个人改变了。
And then God changed him.
真的求主也帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us.
帮助我们看到今天到最后我们这个都是归尘土的。
And at the end we'll see that we are but earthly. This we return to dust.
可能我们灵是归神的。
Yet the spirit is of God.
那个灵神要我们完全无可指责。
And that spirit God wants us to be blameless.
所以有时候也觉得很奇妙的一件事情。
And sometimes I think it's very marvelous.
这也真的也看到这个神王子生命的尊贵。
And we see the dignity, the honor of a prince of God.
往往是人在患难中间的人，弟兄姊妹来安慰没有患难的弟兄姊妹。
And usually is those who are in trial comforting those who are not in trial.
这实在是很美很美的一个画面。
And I think that's a very beautiful picture.
神王子的生命也都在我们里面。
And the life of the Prince of God is in us.
也求神也保守祝福他的话语。
And may the Lord keep and bless his word.
我请弟兄姊妹翻到约翰福音第十一章。
Let's turn to Gospel according to John chapter 11.
我想要借着这一章的经文和弟兄姊妹有一点交通。
I want to share with you based on this scripture passage.
好吧，我们开始的时候，我们请大家我们读几段的经文，因为也这个经节比较长，我们选几段来读。
Shall we read some verses together?
我们先请大家从第一节读到第六节。
Let's read from verses 1 through 6.
我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
有一个患病的人名叫拉萨路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦她脚的。患病的拉萨路是她的兄弟。他姐妹二人就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天。好，我们再读一段经文，从第十七节到二十七节。
Verses 17 through 27.
耶稣到了，就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有六里路。有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚，要为他们的兄弟安慰他们。马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他。玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。就是现在我也知道，你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候，他必复活。耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话吗？马大说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是要临到世界的。 好，我们再从四十节读到四十四节。
Verses 40 through 44.
耶稣说，我不是对你说过，你若信就必看见神的荣耀吗？他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天，说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我，我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。说了这话，就大声呼叫说，拉撒路出来。那死人就出来了，手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说，解开，叫他走。也许我们再读第十二章第九节和到十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 12, verses 9 to 11.
有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里，就来了，不但是为耶稣的缘故，也是要看他从死里所复活的拉撒路。但祭司长商议连拉撒路也要杀了，因有好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故回去信了耶稣。我们知道在约翰福音里面主行了许多的神迹。
We know that in the Gospel of John, Jesus performed many miracles.
在这边也是记载主行的一个神迹。
And this is one of the miracles that God, Jesus performed.
在这个神迹的里面，英文有的说是 miracle， 那很多时候这边讲到是一个 sign。
And in some translation, it is sign.
或者说是一个 indication。
Or an indication.
这边讲到说这个神迹的背后好像是一个指路标。
It seems like behind this sign, a miracle, there is a sign, a waypoint, a pointing, a direction.
耶稣借着他所行的事情要引导我们来到一个地方。
That through what he has done, Jesus wants to point us to a certain direction.
他引导我们去哪里乃是来认识他的自己。
It is to he himself.
主借着他所行的事情让我们能够来认识他是谁。
And through what he did, he wants us to know him personally.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主所要我们所认识的不仅仅是在我们头脑知识的里面。
And what God desires for us to know is not just within our head.
乃是在我们的灵里面，在我们生命的经历当中。
It's not just knowledge, but in our life, in our experiences.
很多时候当我们做基督徒做久了。
Oftentimes we become an old Christian.
Okay.
A Christian, a long time Christian.
Okay, yeah.
Old.
对 ，old, yeah. 我们道听了一些。
And we've heard so many sermons.
我们知识也有了一点。
And we have so much knowledge.
可是，我想不知道弟兄姊妹是不是像我一样，常常觉得在生命的经历、在灵里面的认识里面，却是极其的贫乏。
But I don't know if you're like me that I'm poor in my experience and spiritual knowing, understanding of the Lord.
可是感谢我们的主，他不愿意我们停留只是在知识道理的层面来认识他。
And we thank the Lord that He does not want us to stay just knowing Him in our knowledge, in our head knowledge.
所以他允许一些环境临到我们。
And therefore he allowed certain things to come upon us.
在这个环境里面，他要让我们来认识他，他是怎么样的一位。
And he desires for us to know who he is through those circumstances.
在这一段的经文所记载的乃是讲到主耶稣说他是复活，他是生命。
And this passage recorded that God, Jesus himself is the life and he is the resurrection.
他要跟随他的人能够认识他是复活，他是生命。
That he will desire those who follow him knows that he is the life, he is the resurrection.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我想我对这一段的经文我们都很熟悉。
And brothers and sisters, we're all familiar with this passage.
这边记载的一个家庭。
And here recorded family.
这个住在伯大尼的这个家庭。
A family who dwelt in Bethel.
这里面有一个大姐。
And there is an older sister.
这个大姐叫马大，她个性非常的急，她非常的能干，她这个能够总管一切。
And by the name of Martha, who is very capable, who can manage it all.
她有一个妹妹。
And then she has a sister.
讲到玛利亚的时候，也许我们讲话要稍微慢一点，她比较安静。
And she has a youngest sister named Mary. And when we mention about her name, we tend to be more kind of in a quiet tone.
她喜欢坐在主的脚前。
Because she desired to sit before the feet of the Lord.
那么还有一个弟弟。
And they also have a younger brother.
拉撒路。
Lazarus.
拉撒路他可能天生就体弱多病。
And perhaps he was ill most of the time when he since young.
伯大尼这个家是一个爱主的家。
And this family who lived in Bethel loved the Lord.
在主耶稣在耶路撒冷 不为犹太人所接纳的时候
When Jesus was not received by those Jews in Jerusalem
可是他能够在伯大尼找到安息之处
And yet he could find rest in Bethel
他常常回到伯大尼来休息
He often returned to Bethel to rest
当他回到伯大尼的时候他好像回到了家
And when he returned to Bethel it seems like he returned home
在伯大尼那边有一群人愿意来接待他
Because there's a group of people who is willing to receive him
这是一个爱主的家
That was a family who loved God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹这不就是教会 在主的跟前当有的光景吗
Dear brother and sister Isn't that the condition that the church ought to be before the Lord
不这是主正要在他的儿女们当中能够找到安息之处吗
Doesn't the Lord desire to find a resting place among his children
不当是这个教会的门应该是向主的主是敞开的吗
Shouldn't the door of the church be open to God
感谢赞美主这是主所爱的一个家
We thank the Lord that this is a home a house whom the Lord loved
我们知道在这记载里面讲到了这个爱主的家发生了一件事
And we know that something horrible happened to this family
这个提若波宾的弟弟他好像生了重病
And this younger brother who was sick often was sick again very critically ill
我们知道里面所记载的主听到了这个消息他没有马上到伯大尼去
And we knew that the Bible recorded that the Lord went, upon hearing this news he did not go to Bethel at once
当他到了伯大尼之后
And when he went to Bethel
这个弟弟拉撒路已经死了
And Lazarus already died
可是主在那边行了一个神迹使他从死里复活
Yet the Lord performed a sign to cause him to be resurrected
让神的名得着荣耀
that the name of the Lord was glorified
在这一个大家所熟悉的故事里面我想要和弟兄姊妹交通五个点
and I want to share with you five bullet points through this story
第一个主允许他所爱的经历过一些环境
And first of all, the Lord allows whom he loves going through certain circumstances.
在这一章第三节里面这么说。
In chapter 11, verse 3 says,
他姊妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说主啊你所爱的人病了。
So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick.
在第五节这么说。耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路
And verse 5 says Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus
在第三节里面讲到这个爱这个马大和玛利亚所用的爱呢是 phileo
And the word love in, mentioned in verse 3 is phileo
这里面讲到是一个亲爱是一个亲热
is a very intimate love
可是在第五节里面主所说这个爱呢是 agapeo
yet in verse 5 the word love is agapeo
这里面讲到乃是那神那神圣的爱
and it is the holy godly love
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们常常会觉得说如果我们是被爱的
oftentimes friends and sisters we feel that if we are loved
我们应当一路平顺的
If we're beloved by God, then everything should go well with us.
我们应该一路上鸟语花香的。
Then our path would be a flower strewn pathway.
我们无病无灾直到路终。啊，不生病，no sickness, no afflictions.
There's no afflictions nor sickness along the way.
可是主所爱的人病了。
Yet the verse says that the one whom the Lord loves is sick.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主允许他所爱的人经过一些环境。
Friends, sisters, the Lord allows whom He loves go through circumstances.
我们这边讲到说，主在他所让我们所经过的环境的背后，是要让我们来认识他。
And because we say that behind all these circumstances, the Lord causes us to know Him better.
这是主在他神圣的大爱中要我们所得着的。
And that is something that God wants us to inherit in His great love.
神向着我们是施恩赐福的意念
The God's desire toward us is to bless and to be gracious to us
在外面也许会经过一些的环境或者是一些的苦难
Even though outwardly we experience some difficulties or trials
可是他却把他自己赏赐给我们
Yet he desired to give himself to us
主所爱的病了。
The one whom Jesus loved is sick.
主允许他所爱的人经过一些环境。
And God allows those whom he loves go through circumstances.
第二个点。
Secondly,
时间在主的手里。
Time is in God's hand.
在第六节里面讲说，听见拉撒路病了，这是讲到耶稣就在所居之地仍住了两天。
In verse 6 says that when Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was two more days.
我们常常对一件事情我们关切的时候，
And sometimes when we care about a matter so much,
我们想要立即来帮忙，立即来做成的。
We want to give some immediate help.
可是主在他所爱的人，听到他所爱的人病了的时候，
Yet when the Lord heard that the one whom he loved was sick,
他却仍然在他所住的地方多待了两天。
He stayed where he was for two more days.
有的时候，很多时候，我们心里面在等候的时候，我们说：“主啊，你为何单言？”
And sometimes as we wait before the Lord, we say, "Lord, why do you tarry?"
我不知道这个马大跟玛利亚他们在这两天的等候的时候，他们心里面是怎么在想。
I don't know the thoughts that went through Martha and Mary's mind as they were waiting for two more days.
也许他们看见他们的弟弟身体日渐的衰弱。
As they see that the health of their younger brother is declining quickly.
他们也许里面的迫切、宁愿的焦急，慢慢变成失望。
And maybe the anxiety within them has turned into despair.
也许甚至他们对主生气。
Perhaps they were even angered toward the Lord.
这也许为什么就是当主来到村庄的时候，玛利亚他没有马上过去迎接主。
And that's probably why Mary did not went to welcome Jesus when he went to the village.
可是感谢主，人认为是单言，可是时间是在主的手里。
But we thank the Lord what we seem as delaying, but it was just time in God's hand.
因为主在要在这单言的里面，他要显出他更大的祝福来。
Because by delaying, God wants to show His greater blessing.
因为在这个单言的里面，人看为单言的里面，主要显出他更大的荣耀来。
Because what seems to be a delay to man will be a glory to God.
在人认为是等候，可是在主那边，在他的全智的里面，他已经预备了。
In His wisdom, He knew and He has prepared.
第三个点。
Thirdly.
主说他是复活，他是生命。
The Lord said that He is life and He is resurrection.
在二十五节和二十六节。
In verses 25 and 26.
主耶稣和马大一个对话。
And there was a conversation, a dialogue between the Lord and Mary, and Martha.
耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命在我，信我的人虽死了也必复活。”凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
当主耶稣先对马大说复活的时候， 马大想到是将来永远的复活。
When Jesus first mentioned about resurrection to Martha, he thought it was a resurrection that is to come.
的确，将来我们复活的时候，所有属神的儿女，我们要一同在复活的荣耀里面，这是何等样的，对我们来讲是何等样的一个盼望。
And yes, on that day, all of us, all the children of God shall resurrect, and to us, that is a great hope.
可是感谢主，不仅仅我们有一个荣耀的盼望，主说他现在就是复活，他现在就是生命。
But we thank the Lord, not only on that day, we have a hope of resurrection, but today, God is the resurrection and life.
就在马大和玛利亚，他面对这个死亡，在里面心里面的绝望在里面的低沉的时候，主对他说：“我是复活，我是生命。”
When Martha and Mary faced death and despair, God said to them on the spot that He is the life and He is the resurrection.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣在十字架上为我们所成功救赎的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when the Lord accomplished salvation on the cross for us,
当我们凭着一个简单信心相信接受的时候
，When we come to the Lord, receive it with a simple faith.
我们所得着这个生命不仅是永远的生命
，And the life that we receive is not only eternal,
也是一个复活的生命
，But a resurrected life.
什么是复活呢
？What is resurrection?
复活不就是面对死亡吗
？Isn't it the ability to face death?
不就是经过死亡吗
？Isn't it the ability to go through death?
并且从死亡里面出来胜过死亡吗
？And to come out of death and to overcome death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这一个复活的生命在所有属神的儿女们的里面。
And brothers and sisters, that very resurrected life is within each one of us.
在我这个软弱人的里面，也在你的里面。
That is in me who is weak and also in you.
他是复活，他是生命。
Because he is life and he is resurrection.
保罗在哥林多后书第四章里面这么说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul said,
他说我这个人虽然是他说在这个瓦器里面
that within this earthen vessel
有一个宝贝
there is a treasure
并且这个宝贝有莫大的能力
that this treasure has a surpassing power
这个莫大的能力有一个英文的翻译就叫做 all surpassing
it is all surpassing power
这是超越一切的能力
it is surpassing all a power that surpasses all
在我们人生所面对最大的难处不就是死亡吗
Now, isn't death the greatest challenge in life?
可是最大的难处，主耶稣基督已经借着他的生命胜过了。
Yet God has overcome with His life. This...
如今他把那一个得胜的生命赐给你，赐给我。
And today He has imparted to you and me that overcoming life.
在这个生命里面有一个莫大的能力。
That in this life there is an all-surpassing power.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
有时候我们经过一点点环境的时候
Sometimes when we experience some circumstances
我们会在主跟前问
We will ask before the Lord
为什么主啊你要让我经历这些呢
Lord, why have you caused me to experience such circumstance?
那为什么是我呢
Why is it me?
可弟兄姊妹，我们可知道，这是主给我们一个机会。
But brothers and sisters, do you know that this is the opportunity that's given by God?
让我们能够经历，能够摸到在我们里面这莫大的能力。
That we can experience, that we can be in touch with that all-surpassing power that's already in us.
基督徒不仅有将来永远的盼望
As a Christian, not only we have this hope of future resurrection that is to come
这一个胜过环境能够从我们里面的捆绑压抑里面得着释放的生命如今就在我们的里面
But this emancipating life that's already in us
第四个点
And fourthly
若我们相信就得见神的荣耀
If we believe, then we will see the glory of God.
在第四十节这么说。
And in verse 40 it says,
耶稣说我不是对你说过你若信就必看见神的荣耀吗
The Lord said that, didn't I tell you before that if you believe, then you will see the glory of God?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹神从来没有要我们突然受苦。
You know, God never caused us to suffer in vain.
他已经在我们里面赐下这个生命的能力。
He has already given to us this power within His life.
如果我们在环境里面相信他是复活，他是生命。
If in our circumstances we truly believe that He is resurrection and He is life,
我们就要能够看见神的荣耀彰显。
Then we shall see the glory of God being manifested.
我们在传福音的时候，我们常常劝还没信主的朋友，你要相信。
Oftentimes, as we preach the gospel, we were asked and then persuade those gospel friends that you must believe.
相信就是接受，相信就是依靠。
And to believe is to accept, to receive, and to depend on Him.
像弟兄姊妹在我们基督徒的生活里面我们不也是更需要这样子来相信
But brothers and sisters we as a Christian don't we need that even more to believe in him
我们相信我们的主是复活是生命
And when we believe that he is the resurrection and the life
我们接受这一个事实主是复活是生命
And receive we accept this truth
我们也把我们自己交托倚靠让他显明他是复活他是生命
We also entrust ourselves to him allow him to manifest through us that he is life and resurrection
第五个点
Fifthly
最终人得祝福神的荣耀
Lastly men will be receiving the blessing while God being glorified
在第十二章第九节到第十一节里面
In chapter 12 verses 9 through 11
我们知道主耶稣使得拉撒路从死里复活
We knew that God had called Jesus caused Lazarus to be resurrected
后来在第十二章记载里面主耶稣和在伯大尼那边和一般的人坐席
And when Jesus was sitting in the feast in Bethel with a group of people
那之后就有些人要来知道主耶稣在那里他们就要来看主耶稣
And because some knew that Jesus was there so they wanted to see him
可第九节里面记载说不仅仅是因为耶稣的缘故也是要来看那他从死里所复活的拉撒路
But verse 9 says not only to see Jesus but also Lazarus whom he raised from the dead
在第十一节说 因有好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故回去信了耶稣。
And verse 11 says, For on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him.
主在我们身上要得荣耀。
God will be glorified on us.
拉撒路从死里复活，成为主荣耀的见证。
That by resurrecting Lazarus become a witness for God.
在这十二章里面所记载的，拉撒路好像没有说什么话。
It seems that Lazarus did not say a word in chapter 12.
他在席间里面就坐在那。
That in time he in that feast he was just sitting there.
可是好些犹太人就因着拉撒路就回去信了耶稣。
Yet so many Jews put their faith in Jesus because of Lazarus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主在我们身上所显明的复活生命的大能，要成为他自己生命的见证。
And then, brothers and sisters, the power that God has manifested through us would witness for Him, would glorify Him.
神的荣耀要在我们这一些软弱人身上能够得以彰显。
And the glory of God shall be manifested through us, this weaker vessel.
我前一大概一两年前，有一个弟兄送我一个 CD， 音乐的 CD。
Couple years ago, a brother gave me a music CD as a gift.
啊，里面那个音乐，旋律很优美。
And the melody was very beautiful.
那后来，我听到有一首歌，那我原来想举这个例子，想要把那个 CD 找出来，因为搬家的缘故，目前还找不到。
And because I was going to show you this song, but because of our move, I still cannot locate the CD.
因为我觉得他第一次听到的时候，觉得这个歌词非常的特别。
And when I first heard about this song, I thought the lyrics was very special.
曲调很优美，可是他在歌词里面讲说。你们这能够开口的人们啊，你天上的鸟儿啊，你要为我赞美神。
That the song says that those who can speak, oh, the birds of heaven, you need to praise God for me.
我第一次听的时候，我觉得很奇怪，难道你自己写诗歌的人自己不开口赞美神，要别人帮你赞美
？And first time when I heard that lyrics, I wondered why you couldn't praise God yourself.
后来我才发现写这首歌的这一个姊妹。
And then later on, I realized that the songwriter who was a sister in the Lord.
她出生的时候有残疾。
That she was handicapped from birth.
她脸上弯曲，她没有办法说话。
Her facial muscle was very twisted to a point that she could not speak.
这在人的眼光看，这是一个不幸。
That to man, that is a misfortune.
可是这一个姊妹却活在神的跟前，活在人的跟前，满了喜乐。
Yet this sister lived before God and man full of joy.
她说她口没有办法说话，张口来赞美神。
She said that I could not open up my mouth to praise God.
可是她却写了一首诗歌说，你们这些能够开口赞美神的人啊，你要开口来赞美神。
Yet he wrote a song that those who can open up their lips and praise God shall open up your mouth and praise God.
天上的鸟啊，都要来赞美神。
And the birds in the sky shall praise God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一个活在复活生命大能里面的一个姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, that was a sister who lived in that resurrected life.
这是活在一个生命能力里面，超越他心中的捆绑，超越人看为不幸的这一个环境的里面。
Who lived in that surpassing power and surpassed all the circumstances and all the misfortune in man's eyes.
他里面得着了自由。
That in her there was freedom.
在这自由里面，她能够自由地赞美神。
And in that freedom, she worshipped and praised God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个生命在你在我的里面。
Brothers and sisters, that life is the very same life that is in you and me.
约翰福音十一章让我们看见一个爱主的家庭。
And in John chapter 11, we see a family who loved God.
让我们看见在主要得着能够安息的地方。
And we see that that is a place, a resting place for our Lord.
主许可他们经历一些环境。
And yet God allowed them to go through circumstances.
在这些环境里面，主要向他们介绍他是谁。
In these difficulties, God wanted to introduce Himself to them.
在我们有限的认识经历的里面，主要来扩大我们的度量。
And God wanted to expand our capacity in our limited knowledge and experiences.
主要在其中显明他的荣耀。
God wants to reveal His glory.
也许主问我们的一个问题是
Perhaps the question that God wants to ask us is
我们信吗
Do you believe?
愿我们都在主跟前说我们信让主的荣耀在我们当中得以彰显
May we all say it before the Lord that Lord we believe so that your glory may be manifested through us
好吧我们一起有点祷告
Let's pray
主我们的心在你面前充满了感谢
Dear Lord, our heart is so full of thanksgiving to you
主啊你向着我们实在是施恩赐福的意念
Because your mind is to bless us
并且你一路带领我们进入那荣耀的结局当中
And all the way you're leading us unto glory
主啊你用手中的巧妙你用心中的纯正来引导我们
Lord, you use the skillfulness of your hand and the uprightness of your heart you led us
主啊你也不断的施恩做工在我们的身上
And you continue to be gracious to us and to work on us.
主啊，帮助我们，我们能够常常活在你所赐给我们这复活生命的大能当中。
Lord, help us to live within the all-surpassing power of the resurrected life.
主啊，也希望我们的心能够更多来信靠你。
And Father, draw our hearts to grow closer to you, to depend on you.
好，让我们不论碰到什么样的光景里面，主，我们能够让你的荣耀得彰显。
So that in all circumstances, your glory may be manifested through us.
主，我们谢谢你，我们今天能够一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you that we may gather before your presence today.
谢谢你向我们的心说话。
Thank you for speaking to our hearts.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名。
In the most precious name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.